Welcome to the Steep Angle Podcast, the podcast fueled by a life of powdered slopes, ripping good single tracks, healthy living, and the tools and people that help us along the way. Energized by motion, exploration, and the celebration of life, we hope you find inspiration in what we share. Be courageous, be curious, and chase your adventure. I'm your host, Daniel, and this is Steep Angle. Hi, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. Today is December 9th, 2021, and the Steep Angle Podcast is back for the 2021-2022 ski season. Things have been pretty quiet here at Steep Angle, but there have been many changes and many side projects that have consumed much of our time. For starters, we are now coming to you from the Beehive State. That's right, the glorious state of Utah, where it's currently snowing and the Wasatch is getting hammered, which will make for a pretty good weekend. More on that in a minute. Why the move to Utah? Well, there were many factors that went into making the decision to move, and the booze was definitely not one of them, I assure you. Although the distillery scene here in Salt Lake City is surprisingly good. One of the things that has kept us busy here at Steep Angle, and why it's been radio silence for a few months, has been the release of our very own brand of Universal Ski Wax. Rather than shamelessly asking you, the listener, for donations to support the show, we thought of a better solution and one that gives you, the listener, something useful in return, other than the sound of my attractive yet slightly nasally voice. So if you've enjoyed our episodes in the past and want to support the show, then head over to our website at www.steepangle.com. That's steepangle.com. And check out our very own brand of ski wax on our homepage. You can also search for it on Amazon by simply typing Steep Angle Ski Wax in the Amazon search bar and purchase a good quality Universal Ski Wax while supplies last. RDC Productions is another venture that has kept us busy. RDC Productions is a small production company that was started back at the beginning of this year, and our first short film was produced that set out to answer the question, what makes a rad dad rad? The film has been submitted to several mountain film festivals, and we're hoping that it gets accepted soon, so fingers crossed. Enough of the housekeeping updates, and on to the updates on what we winter people look forward to hearing about most, and that's snow. Ah, yes, snow. The one thing that, as Warren Miller so eloquently put, something that never changes yet is never the same. Something as simple as a blanket of snow. Back in October, the Wasatch saw its first big snowfall, which was fantastic. Ski touring before Halloween is always a welcome change of pace to mountain biking. However, things have somewhat dried up since October, with the occasional 2 to 3 inches of snowfall hitting some higher sections of the Wasatch. But all that has changed within the last 12 hours, and the Wasatch is currently getting hammered, and will continue to get hammered through the end of the weekend, and quite possibly into Monday or Tuesday of next week, with the highest estimated total snowfall to be 28 inches. So I would expect both Little and Big Cottonwood Canyon traffic to be bananas this weekend. Utah Avalanche Center has actively started reporting avi risks throughout Utah. Current avi conditions throughout Little and Big Cottonwood Canyon and Mill Creek is moderate, with avi problems of storm and wind slab. And although the likelihood of slides is currently reported as unlikely and size reported as small, if there's enough to ski, there's enough to slide. All that is needed is a trigger, i.e. you. So if you're heading into the backcountry anytime soon, be sure to visit UtahAvalancheCenter.org, get the forecast, and travel with care. A link to their website will be provided in the show notes. Speaking of avalanche risk and the like, the American Institute for Avalanche Research and Education, or ARI, for those of you in the know, will be hosting many courses throughout Utah, offering several certifications. So if you have an interest in getting into the backcountry, I can't recommend these courses enough. Back in the winter of 2020, before COVID shocked the world, I took the ARI Level 1 and ARI Avalanche Rescue, which by doing so saved my life and the life of my buddy Dominic at one point, so I can't stress enough the importance of these courses. If you have an interest in backcountry skiing, then check these courses out. This season, I'll be getting my ARI 2 certification, so much to look forward to on that. Well, that's it for this episode. Like snow, much has changed, but we're still the same. I'll continue with our weekly episodes throughout the ski season, and as usual, I'll try to get some compelling guests on, just as before, and have fun talking about sliding on this thing called snow that we love so much. And as usual, don't forget to follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can find us on iTunes, Android, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. And don't forget, if you want to support the show, then run over to our website at steepangle.com and check out our very own brand of Universal Ski Wax. So until next time, keep praying for snow, and bye for now.